This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
What we're learning, Rabbi Yisai, is a tremendous yusayid, a tremendous principle. And that is, Sukkot is not just a celebration of a miracle, it's a celebration of the return of the Anan HaKavod, a return to the Chiba HaRishayim. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva that a Baal Tshuva, which we should all consider ourselves under that category, the Baal Tshuva, not only should they daven to God that God should erase his sins completely, but look what he writes. He writes beautiful words. Va'oid yispalo Baal Tshuva l'Hashem. The Baal Tshuva should also daven to God, limchais ka'av pishav, to erase like a cloud his rebellious acts, v'cha'anon chatoisav, and like a cloud his sins. But more than that, the Sheyach Boitzvah, that God should desire him again. The Yirtsehu. You see that word? Ritzoy. That God should accept him again, should find favor with him. Ve'ye aserlein, be entreated to him. Kasher emloi ha'yachata, as if he didn't sin. Ke'inyin shekasa b'divrei Eliyahu, abal ha'tshuva achrei yisurim. Like Elihu writes about the Baal Tshuva after God afflicts him, yetar elolika v'yirtzeyu, he will be entreated to God and he will find favor again with this person. Now look what he writes. Ki yitachein liyais he'avoin nislach. It is possible for a sin to be forgiven. B'nifte ben ha'yisurin, and this person is now redeemed from travails. God will not punish him. Umi kol gezeira, and from any decree. But ve'ein la'Hashem chayfetz boy, God has no interest in him. Like Hashem said after the Chet HaEgel, no problem, but hinei anochi sholeach malach. U'mincha la'yirtza miyada, God is not desiring his offerings. But that's not good enough for the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim just don't want, you know, God forgive me, I don't want to be punished. That's not what tzaddikim want. Now look what he writes. V'tav asa tzaddikim, the desire of tzaddikim, min ha-hatzlachas, from among the greatest forms of success, le-hafek ratzai me-Hashem, to gain God's desire, v'sheyach bo-itzbahem, and that God should want them. This is from the greatest successes of a tzaddik. Not that God should forgive them, that God should have a desire for them again. God should want to have a relationship with them. And that is why, Rabbi Yisai, of all the Yamim Tovim, which Yom Tov is considered Zeman Simcha Seinu? Sukkot. Why? No. What? Because we had a miracle? We had greater miracles by Mitzrayim. It's nothing to do with a miracle. It's because we gained the greatest success in life. And what is that? That after sin, God should continue to desire them. That is the entire progression, right? People want to know, what's the connection between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot? You know, it's like random. First we have a day of judgment, then we have a day of atonement, and then we just celebrate. No, it's a step-by-step progression. Yom Kippur, we gain atonement, but that is not what we want. We're not stopping there. That doesn't satisfy us. We want Ritzoy. We want Chadesh Yomenu Kekedem. V'ratzisa banu, says the Gra, Sukkot. Ata v'chartonu mikalo amin, ahavto isanu v'ratzisa banu. That is why we celebrate Sukkot specifically on this date of the year. Because for the tzaddikim, the greatest joy in life, the greatest happiness is to be desired again. That's what he writes a couple lines down. He says, v'nemar Hashem Elokim tzivakos hashivenu hoyer panecha, shine your face on us. V'amru Chazal, Ein lanu ela he'aras panecha. All we want, God, is for you to shine your face on us. By the way, that is why the Anani HaKavod provided great illumination for Klal Yisrael. Right? Remember we had a shir on Parshas Chukas. The Anani HaKavod actually created great light. They were able to see through barrels. It was very strong light, we learned. And Rabbi Yisai, the Vilna Gaon tells us that when we say Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion, that we will see with our eyes God's return to Eretz Yisrael, what does that mean? We're going to see God? I thought ki lo yirani ha'adam b'chai. It's the return of the Anani HaKavod. And that's what we said it means. Oyer chadash al tzion ta'ir. The great light that we're asking God to illuminate us with is the light of the return.
L'asad lavaya l'anani ha'kavay. Rabbi, in the Shmon Esrei, when we say for Shmini Atzeres, we also call it Zaman Simchaseinu. Yet we know it's a separate yantar. So why is that also...
Oh, very good. So maybe this year we'll be able to add. I have something very good for that. Okay?
It's the only mitzvah you have on Shmini Atzeres.
It's Simcha. But we'll try to explain, according to what we're saying, that the whole season of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, is a progression of achieving greater closeness to Hashem after the Chedor Egal. Perhaps we could explain the Inyan of Shmini Atzeres. He says, look, Al-Kain Tira B'Tfilas David Be'isa Tshuva. We find when David was praying for Tshuva, Acharei Sha'amar, after he said, Herev Kabaseini Me'avoini, wash me well from my sin, mechatosi tareni, and purify me from my chet. Hispalel oid al arotz, and he didn't stop there. After David said, God, don't punish me, forgive my sin, David added another tefillah. You know what that tefillah was? Al tashlicheni milfanecha. You know what the tefillah of al tashlicheni is? I understand, God, you're not going to punish me, but don't throw me away. I want to enjoy that relationship with you. Okay. Says the Mesha Chachma, an incredible thing. And it comes out that originally the Yom Tif of Sukkot had nothing to do with Anani HaKavod. Because true, when God originally gave us Sukkot, we had Anani HaKavod, but they never went away to return. So at first, guess what the Yom Tif of Sukkot was? Chag HaAsaf. It was an agricultural holiday. If you look in Parshas Mishpatim, Chag HaAsaf. If you look in Parshas Kisisa, Chag HaAsaf. I say I made a mistake before. The Torah calls Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot Ta'aselecha, is not in Emor, it's in Parshas Re'eh. In Re'eh, Tezayin Yod Gimel. Look in the Meshech Chachamah number 15. V'chein b'chisisa, it doesn't say Chag HaSukkot. Lochein b'dvarim, but not in Re'eh, siv Chag HaSukkot. Why? Hatam api divrei hagra. We can understand this based on the gra. Kishenitein luchais hashniyim. That when God gave us the second luchais on Yom Kippur, Moshe Yarim in Ahar v'Chazar Anani HaKavod, then we were commanded on Sukkos. So at first in Kisisa and in Mishpatim, the Yom Tif of Sukkos is called what? Chag HaAsif. It's only after the return of Anani HaKavod, the Yom Tif of Sukkos metamorphosized into Chag HaSukkos.
What would we say for Pesach that's called Chag HaAviv? And then becomes
Zman Peresach. But Pesach, already from the beginning, there was a mitzvah to eat matzah.
So why is it called Chag HaAviv? Why when we call it, Zman Peresach?
It's not only called Chag HaAviv. It's also Chag HaPesach.
Did it morph into Zman Peresenu?
No, Chag HaPesach. From the very beginning, it was Pesach. There was no transformation in the Yom Tov of Pesach, but here, where the element of Sukkah is connected to the return of Anani HaKavod, so it's sort of metamorphosized. Rabbi, I heard this past Monday, a week and a half ago, from Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, he added another very interesting point, and that is, we find in the Torah, there are three mitzvos that the Torah gives us a specific reason for, where it says, Lema'an. Right? It says by tefillin. The purpose of tefillin is Leman tia teras Hashem b'ficha kibiyad chazaka hoitziach Hashem esmeis umeyat Hashem. We wear tefillin. Why? To remember God took us out of Mitzrayim. By the way, lechatchila, when you put on your tefillin, you should think that you're putting on tefillin zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. And according to the Bach, if you don't think that, you're not yotze the mitzvah of tefillin. Now we don't necessarily paskin like the Bach, but lechatchila, when you put on tefillin, you should think it's zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. The second mitzvah is tzitzis. Leman tizkeru. The purpose of tzitzis is you wear tzitzis to remind you of all the 613 mitzvahs. And the third mitzvah is sukkah. So just think about it. There are three mitzvahs in the Torah where they're so fundamental. It's not enough to do the mitzvah. You actually have to understand what it's supposed to teach you. So tzitzis I can understand. That's pretty fundamental. The purpose of tzitzis is to remind you to keep the mitzvahs. I think keeping mitzvahs is a fundamental aspect of Judaism. Tefillin, I understand. You wear a tefillin to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the foundation of Judaism. That God demonstrated to the world that He created, controls, and knows what's going on in the world. And He loves Klal Yisrael. But then we have this mitzvah out of the blue to remind ourselves that we had clouds of glory. I mean, that's so
before we return, and we have a special relationship to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to remember.
So just the simple meaning of sukkahs, right? The simply, just that this is the one mitzvah in the Torah that you have to remember a minor event that we had clouds of glory. And it's so such an important fundamental idea that it's the only mitzvah, basically, that reminds us of one specific event. But according to what we're saying, it's teaching us a fundamental lesson, and that is that after a Jew sins, he could not only gain slicha mechila, but he could reconnect with the Ribbono Shel the same way that he was before.
But that could happen any time in the year, no?
Yeah, but it did happen historically on this date. Now, there's a sefer called Ben Le'ashri. The Ben Le'ashri was written by a great mekubel by the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Huberman. Rabbi Yitzchak Huberman was an Ani Ve'evyain. He lived in the city of Ranana, and if you go to Har Menuchos today, you'll see signs, Hatzadik Meranana. I believe the Imre Emes would study his ways. He mamish lived as an Ani Ve'evyain. My grandfather wrote to him very, very often, and he was my great-grandfather's chavrusa in Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin.
In the Ranana that exists today, or this was a Ranana in somewhere in Europe?
No, Ranana in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel.
I didn't know that Yeshuv, unless the same Ranana that exists today, because that Yeshuv I thought was a relatively modern Yeshuv.
I don't think he was there when it was modern. I think he lived in a hut.
He, only by everyone I would understand.
Mamish,
I didn't know Ranana.
If I would like to show you some of these letters where he wrote, and then if he had any extra millimeters, he couldn't afford extra paper, so he made sure to fill it up. I think in one letter he said he needed money for a talis katan. He's a very big mekubel. He wrote the svarim Ben La'ashri. So in the Ben La'ashri, Rabbi Yitzchak Huberman, Sechet Tzach Levracha, writes that when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, the Anani HaKavod, like the Gros says, they left, they came back, and therefore chronologically, even though we asked, the Medrash should mention Anani HaKavod first, but the Medrash listed last because the greatness of Anani HaKavod was not their existence, but it was their return. Here's the problem. Beautiful shir. You go to any good Maggid shir, and he's going to tell you a shir on Sukkos. This is what they're saying. This is the classic. This is my favorite shir on Sukkos. I've heard this many, many times. You probably did also. The only thing is, it's wrong. Because the Navi in Nehemiah, by the way, there's a very good sefer out there. It's called Sefer Nehemiah. It says Beferish, the Anani HaKavod, he never left. You can't get more explicit than a pasuk in Nevi'im, right? In Exuvim, that God did not remove the Anani HaKavod for 40 years in the Midbar. That's a major problem with what we're saying. Look in the pasuk, look at number 17. We say,
Hashafti doesn't mean kind of return. I mean, if you...
Hashafti?
Shuvu. I mean, the Shoresh is that I return to B'nai Yisrael.
Hashafti literally means...
Didn't we discuss that tangentially when we had the shiur about the Anani HaKavod? That even if we say that the Anani HaKavod didn't leave, maybe the level of protection, the level of Shechina was not the same as when it came back to its full glory.
Possibly.
You touched on that.
Possibly. Take a look at this. In Sefer Nehemiah we find, the pasuk says, V'ata barachamecha harabim, God, in your abundant mercy, layazav tam bamidbar, you did not forsake Klal Yisrael in the midbar. You did not remove the cloud, the pillar of cloud, in the day to guide them. You did not remove the pillar of fire to illuminate for them. So this pasuk seems to be saying very clearly . By the way, I want to tell you something very interesting. This pasuk almost made it into davening. You know what pasuk comes before this? Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bacharta BiAvram VeHoytzeis Meir Kazim VeSamta Shmai Avraham UMatzasa Savavai Neman LeFanecha VeAta Barachamecha HaRabim LeYazavtem BaMidbar. That's in the psukim that follow. It almost made it.
Who stopped it?
The psukim b'hayom b'katuf neim k'mayevim b'mayim asim as pasuk yud aleph. Pasuk yud tes is v'yata b'rachamech haravim. In any event,
in the intervening days between when Moshe went up to Shemayim the first time and he came back, and then or at least at the very end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave the Bnei Yisrael when he saw what they did with the Ega.
That's what the pasuk says.
He wants to destroy the people and make Moshe into another nation. That's not considered leaving.
He wants to, but look, we could, you know, got black and white over here. They never left. What are you supposed to do with that? So Rabbi Yisai, there's a famous question Tosis asked him Sachem, and that is, who knows the answer? Are women chayiv to sit in the sukkah?
No.
Why not?
Aye.
Are women chayiv to hear Megillas Esther?
Afen
by Yisai. So why don't we say the same thing? They had anani akavod. So why don't we say the same thing? They're mechayiv to sit in the sukkah because they were in the anani akavod. So Tosis is forced to say, looking at Tosis Msachem, v'ha damin and the p'turis mi sukkah. This that we say that they're pater from sukkah. Af al gav da afen hoyiv oisay hanes kibas sukkah say shafti. Oh, Tosis has to say afen hoyiv oisay hanes only helps by mitzvos drabanan. Not by mitzvah d'iraisa. Sukkah is a mitzvah d'iraisa, and therefore we don't apply the rule of af hein hayu ba'isa hanes. However,
why?
Because
you would think more so than if they
af hein hayu ba'isa hanes is a logic, right? You can't apply logic to the Torah. We actually once explained from Rav Gifter.
Where does it say in the Torah mitzvah says zman grama? That Nashim al-Potter, we learn it out from a drush.
No, we learn it from Sukkim, from Yud Gimel Midah Sha'atar Nedrush. This is a logic.
How do we learn that
if you
Lowe Yuvanesis doesn't apply to a Doraisa?
Let him answer.
Do you remember Rav Gifter wrote, we had a Shir Parshas in Shemais that what came first, right? The mitzvah or the event? We always think first came the miracle and then we commemorate it. But actually first came the mitzvah and then came the event. In other words, what came first? God putting us in Anani HaKavod and then we commemorate it by sitting in the sukkah, or the mitzvah of sukkah, and then because of that God had to...
You can say that.
Okay, we'll leave that for a different time. But we could answer based on what we're saying that this tais is very simply. Tosis wants to know why women are not mechuyev in sukkah. Well, wait a second. Everybody knows the Torah tells us that we have three yamim tovim, keneged the three avos. Pesach is keneged Avraham Avinu, because the Malachim came to Avraham on Pesach. Shavuos is keneged Yitzchak, because the shofar of Matan Torah was the eye from the aisle of Yitzchak. And Sukkos is keneged Yaakov, like the pasuk says, v'lemekneo asa sukkos. And really, Rosh Chodesh is keneged who? The Yud Beis Shvatim. But when the men sinned at the Egel, the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh was taken away from the Yud Beis Shvatim and given it to the women. So what do we see from here? Who did not sin by the Egel?
The women.
The women. And in fact, Rabbi Sai, Rabbi Sai, listen to this. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that there's a custom not to wear gold on Yom Kippur. You ever hear such a thing? You don't wear gold on Yom Kippur. Why? En kateger nasa saneger. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, but women could wear gold because then they never sinned with the Eger. So then what's the problem with them wearing gold? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, women, they want to wear gold, no problem. Says the Chassam Sofer in the Drushas.
Which one you got?
Number 21. Ach, Lur Beleza, this really Anane covered Hoyo Kasha, Af Hanoshim Hoyo Boise Anesha Anane covered Umay Tama Paturais. Ah. What happened to people that the Anane HaKavod didn't like? Let's say, like Shevet Dun. The Anane HaKavod expelled them. The Anane HaKavod didn't disappear, it expelled them. So when the men sinned with the Egel, the Anani HaKavod didn't leave. The men left. The men were expelled. The women never sinned with the Egel. So they were under the Anani HaKavod the whole time. So what do you want to say? Women should sit in sukkahs to commemorate the return of the Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod never returned for them because it never was lost to them. They had it the whole time. So therefore women are pater from sukkah because sukkahs is not a celebration of the existence of Anani HaKavod. It's a celebration of the return of the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod never returned for the women. Now we understand the Pasuk in Nehemiah. The Pasuk says Anani HaKavod never left. They never left. The men are the ones who left the Anani HaKavod. Not the Anani HaKavod left Klal Yisrael. So when the Gra says the Anani HaKavod left, either that fits into what we're saying. And that what he
it's
means
is... the Pasuk says.
That mean, either it means that the Anani HaKavod just was expelled the men, or you could say a little bit differently. We're going to tweak it a little bit. Yeah, it did not. It was not removed from upon them. Yeah. The Klal Yisrael was still there. The women, whoever else didn't sin with the Egel, whoever sinned was ejected. But or you could say a little bit differently. You could say that even if you say the women also lost the Anani HaKavod, but the return of the Anani HaKavod was not a demonstration of God being meratzah to the women. After all, he never lost his relationship with the
women. That's what I wanted to say.
That's what Reb Zelig wanted to say. But for the men, that's not what the Chassam Sofer says.
That's a better pshat.
But I'll tell you, the Chassam Sofer doesn't say that. The Chassam Sofer says what we said in the beginning. The drushes of the Kapos Tamarim says what Reb Zelig wanted to say, that it doesn't demonstrate a ritzoy to the women. So Rabbi Yisai, now, let us explain.
Why not? I mean,
in other words,
sin,
when God removed the Anani HaKavod, it's not that Hashem was saying, I don't want to have anything to do with the women. I love the women, just look, you know. I can't be here for everyone, for
the
some and not for others.
To show the ritzui.
Right. There's some,
the ritzui was not for the women, it was only for the men.
I'm going to tell you two things, okay? Number one, we find in a Medrash that the three Yamim Tovim represent three types of relationships. The relationship of a mother to a daughter, the relationship of a daughter to a mother, and the relationship of two sisters. Again, Pesach, we find take a look in the Meshech Chachma, number 22. In the middle of the piece, V'yazem atzanu medrash mufla b'chazos b'shir hashirim. Shal Reb Shem bar Yechayis Reb Lez ben Yaakov. Efshir sheshamata mi'avicha mahu. What does it mean? Ba'atara she'itro lo'i imay. Amar lo'hein. L'melech she'hoi lo'i ba'as yechida. A king had a daughter. He loved her, and he used to call her my daughter. And he used to call her my sister. And he still loved her so much that he called her my mother. So too, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he calls Klal Yisrael his daughter. But not only that, he calls them his sister. And not only that, he calls them his mother. What does this mean? What in the world is this talking about? Says the Meshech Chachma. There are three periods in our history. Yitzias Mitzrayim. In terms of the relationship we had with God, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, did we do anything? Not really. Ba'ad Eirom Ve'Arya, we were naked and bare. We didn't have any mitzvahs, really. God acted Be'isarusa De'la'ila. He acted from above without anything on our part. That's like we were his daughter. In other words, we didn't do anything. He did everything for us. We just were the recipient. We did not actively create a relationship. Shavuos, what was the relationship like? Well, God did his part. He came down on Har Sinai. We did our part. We counted. We prepared ourselves. So we were like sisters. But Sukkot was the greatest relationship. Why? Because we were like his mother. Because Sukkot, we were the ones who initiated it. We were the ones with our full tshuva and with our building of the Mishkan. We created that ritzoy. And that's why Sukkot we refer to as mother. Rabbi Yisai, that's what God calls us. That's what God calls us. He calls us, in other words, to demonstrate we were the ones who created this relationship. Now, listen to this. So we've successfully...
The Torah didn't say it.
Hashem acceded to it, but it was on our part. Now, Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. We've successfully explained the connection between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Now we could explain the contradiction in the Matei Ephraim. Do you do your mitzvahs before Yom Kippur? You do them after Yom Kippur. You do mitzvahs before Yom Kippur. You know why? You want to tilt the scales. But it would not make any sense to build your sukkah before Yom Kippur. After all, first you need to gain kapara. You need to gain atonement. And after you gain your atonement, you move up. You're ready for the higher madrega of Ritzoy. After all, the sukkah corresponds to the Mishkan, right? Like we say, Arachmanu Yakum Lanu Sukkas David Hanoi Falas. When did we build the Mishkan? After Yom Kippur. So perhaps there's more of an inyan to build the sukkah specifically after Yom Kippur. In other words, we'll do our mitzvahs before Yom Kippur. But sukkah is closely linked to the kapara of Yom Kippur. So now Rabbi Yisai, now I get it. Yom Kippur, what happened? Kapara. What happened on Sukkos? Ritzoy. Ritzoy for what? The Chet HaEgel. And that's the greatest simcha. But yet we find that as great as a day of simcha that Sukkos is, there's an even greater day of simcha. Shemini Atzeres. Why?
Because we felt the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned.
No, because Rav Hashem told us. He says, I want one more day with you.
It's even a greater day of simcha. And what have we not done yet to atone for the Chet HaEgel? One thing. If you look by the Chet HaEgel, you find that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu about the Chet HaEgel. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu do with the Luchais? Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. God told him about the Chet HaEgel. What does Moshe do? No. Then the Pasuk says, Moshe comes in. Vayaras HaEgel. V'hamecholos. He saw the dancing. And Moshe says, what? They sinned with the eagle? Fine, they can always do tshuva. But now they're happy about it. They're dancing. When you dance about something, that means you're so bound to that thing. You're so tied. You're so connected. It's almost impossible to extricate yourself from that. So Moshe said, oh, they're dancing. Forget it. They're showing simcha. Forget it. So what does that show us? That maybe we've gained atonement for the Egel, and we, on Sukkos, we got Ritzoy, but there's one more thing we have to do. And that is dance with the Ribbono Shel Simchas Torah, to counteract the Egel. What was the Egel? Not the Yasiyas HaEgel, the Mecholos, Vayaras HaMecholos, they saw the dancing. Jeez. So, Mida Keneged Mida. The final makah b'patish of the Yom Tov of Sukkos to gain Ritzoy for the Egel is we dance on Simchas Torah, we dance with the Ribbono Shel Olam, we dance with the Torah, we say the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now we've completely and wholeheartedly have removed ourselves from the Chet HaEgel, and that is why Shemini Atzeres is the greatest day of Simcha, because we're able to completely cleanse ourselves from the Chet HaEgel. V'chadosh Yomeinu kekedem. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Mayadim v'simcha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.